With that, we'll take up Senate Bill 42.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Doug Hofer. I'm the State Park Director with the Division of Parks and Recreation. Senate Bill 42, as it appears before you today, would add two areas to the list of areas where the Game Fish and Parks Commission would have the authority to require the park entrance license as a condition of using these two areas of the state park system. Currently, SDCL 411713 enumerates 68 areas where the commission already has that authority to require a park entrance license. The purpose of the park entrance license is to generate revenue to help offset the costs of operating and maintaining units of the state park system. It's really one of the principal ways that we pay for the costs in South Dakota for operating our state parks. The two park areas being added under this bill, as it is in front of you today, are both areas that are currently seeing some significant improvements there and will result in an annual maintenance and operation cost that needs to be supported. But before we get into those two areas, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to propose an amendment, if that would be okay.
I'll let you talk about the amendment. Do you have it with you?
Tom Magadans has it, and he's handing it out to the committee right now.
Thank you.
What the amendment would seek to do is to strike an exemption that was added on the Senate floor when this bill went through the Senate. That exemption that was added on the Senate floor was to exempt Pearson Ranch day use area from the existing authority that the commission has to charge a park entrance license at Pearson Ranch recreation area. Pearson Ranch recreation area is located immediately below Gavin's Point Dam, just to the west of Yankton. It's part of a bigger complex at Lewis and Clark Lake. As you know, Lewis and Clark Recreation Area, which is the recreation area on the lake, just immediately above the dam, is the most popular recreation area in South Dakota. Its visitation is second only to Custer State Park. It's a highly developed area. It receives over 1 million visitors a year. Pearson Ranch is the unit right below the dam. The only thing that separates these areas is the dam itself. And it also has a campground and a day use area. The exemption that was put on the bill in the Senate would disallow the department from charging a park entrance license for the day use portion of Pearson Ranch. It's a highly developed area. It's a very popular park. Last year, the visitation there was about 80,000 people. And I think the real issue here is that if we are to exempt that area, it really is an inconsistency that really turns out to be a burden on the rest of the state park system and the rest of the park users in the state then to basically make up that lost revenue at somewhere else, which ultimately is just shifting the burden to someone other than the users there at that area. So with that, I would like to suggest that it would be appropriate to remove that. I think it's really counter to the spirit of the bill that we brought here today and would ask you to consider that amendment.
Well, we're still in at the point where we'll do that at a later time. We're still in for the proponent and the opponent testimony. So I'm going to rule you out of order at this time, Representative Jensen. But we're going to allow everybody to talk to the amendment too as they come forward.
So with that, I'll move on to my discussion of the key parts of the bill that were proposed by the department. The The first area that we would be proposing to add would be Bob's Landing Lakeside Use Area. It's located west of Gettysburg on Highway 212 in Potter County. This is an area that was transferred to the department from the Corps of Engineers to the state of South Dakota in 2002. Previous to that, Bob's Resort, which is located right there at that location, sponsored the development of this boat ramp back in the 1980s. As the water began to subside in the current drought cycle that we're in, as you know, many of the boat ramps on Lake Oahe began to dry up, including this one. And over time, we have worked with all of the sites that are possible physically to extend, and this has turned out to be one of the 13 boat ramp sites that, under the current level of the Lake Oahe, we're able to continue to extend and maintain access. When Lake Oahe is full, there's about 30 lake access sites or boating access sites on the lake. Over the last 2 years, it's about $112,000 to extend the boat ramp at Bob's Landing, of Bob's Resort area, Whitlock's Crossing, a very popular site. Next year, we're budgeted to probably spend at least another $50,000 there to keep that boat ramp usable. The park entrance license, while it won't recover those capital costs, will help offset the cost of operating that boat ramp and maintaining it on a year-to-year basis. And for that reason, we are proposing to add Bob's Landing Lakeside Use Area. It's the only boat ramp site on Lake Oahe where currently the park entrance license is not required, simply because it hasn't been authorized under statute at this point. The second area that we're proposing to add to the list is Rocky Point Recreation Area on Belle Fourche Reservoir. Rocky Point is about a 300-acre parcel of land. It's actually owned by the Bureau of Reclamation. It's leased to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. It's where the boat ramp exists on Belle Fourche Reservoir. Belle Fourche Reservoir is the largest reservoir in western body of water, for that matter, in western South Dakota. It's really the largest reservoir in South Dakota outside of the Missouri River. It's a popular area for fishing. It's a popular area for recreating. And last year, during the 2004 session of the legislature, the legislature authorized us to construct and budget for a new set of improvements at Rocky Point that will really develop that area into a recreation area. Those are improvements that will need to be maintained and operated as a part of the state park system. And this is really the last step in putting together the package of improvements that will lead to a full-scale state recreation area on Belle Fourche Reservoir. There's been a three-year planning effort that's gone on that's really been sponsored by the Bureau of Reclamation. The Bureau of Reclamation is a partner in the construction costs or the improvements that will be made there at Rocky Point, but the actual operation and maintenance costs will be part of the costs incurred to the state park system, and the park entrance license will help offset many of those costs. There was a third area that was included in the bill when we introduced it in the Senate, and that was amended out in the Senate. That was Rufflock Falls in the Black Hills. Rufflock Falls is located in Spearfish Canyon. It's a unique area. It's a very small area. It's only about 30 acres in size. The area has one of the most pristine waterfalls anywhere to be found in South Dakota. It was formerly owned by Homestake Mining Company. It still is owned by Homestake Mining Company, but it's anticipated that property is going to be transferred to the state of South Dakota in the coming year as Homestake liquidates their assets. It is going to be a true asset. It always has been an asset to the state of South Dakota. It's a place that's visited by just about everybody, resident and non-resident alike, that visits the Black Hills. It is unique, and when we were in front of the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee, we suggested that it probably would have a fee unlike a fee that you'd find in the other parks, simply because it's a short duration stay. It's never had a fee on it before, and there's some concern in the Black Hills that perhaps a fee isn't the appropriate way to try to recover the operating costs there. We've suggested that we're looking for partners and trying to develop partnerships with businesses and foundations and others in the Black Hills that might be able to come up with an alternative way to pay for the operating costs for Rough Lock Falls so that it can continue to be a free site for the kind of activity that goes on there with the visitors that come from all over the country. We're going to continue to pursue that. And I guess rather than suggesting that we would ask the committee to amend that back into the bill this morning, we're going to pursue over the course of this year those partnerships to try to find an alternative to a park entrance license there at Rough Lock Falls. If we're unsuccessful, we'll probably be back here next year to visit about that and maybe suggest that that's still an appropriate way to fund that operating cost. But for today, we're comfortable with pursuing the two areas that are in the bill. Those areas are being developed. They're very typical recreation areas in the state park system. And I guess the only other thing that I might add in my comments this morning is that placing the park entrance license requirement on an area is a two-step process. The first step is to enumerate it in statute and give the Game Fish and Parks Commission the authority to require the fee. The second step is through the administrative rules process. The commission would have to propose that the area come under the park entrance license and determine the fee. The fee structure that we operate today on in the park system, as far as park entrance licenses are concerned, is that the annual park entrance license that one would purchase, whether you're a resident or a non-resident, is $20. If you have a second vehicle and you choose to have an entrance license that allows all the occupants of that second vehicle access to the state park system, that's $10. Now, those annual entrance licenses are good in every one of those 68 areas that come under the park entrance license requirement. And you can use it no matter where you are in the state. There's also a daily option for those folks that maybe only visit the park system once over the course of the year. So with that, if I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you. We'll continue with our normal procedure of all proponents and then all opponents. And so are there any further proponents? Are there any opponents? It's kind of how I expected it to be, so if there's any questions, I think they're going to be all for you, and I think there will be a question or two. Representative Sigstead, I think you were wanting to have a question. So, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'd have one for Mr. Hofer. Just on the last bill, I was commenting about these hunters, and I did have these hunters coming in from Ohio, and they stay up at Roy Cota as a place. Now, this is in the fall of the year. They go through the park there, but yet they were required to get a license even though they weren't using the park. Is that right?
I think they were purchasing the park license. They were staying at Roy Lake Resort.
At the resort.
Rather than Roy Cota. Okay. Roy Cota is a private resort.
Okay. It was at the resort that you have to go through the park at.
That's true. At Roy Lake Resort is actually on within the state park at Roy Lake. It's a concession that operates through the state park system. All of the facilities there are the roads and the other facilities there are part of the state park. So those users of that particular resort are benefiting from all of the improvements that are made in the park system. The resort is really on property that's owned by the department, so yes, they do are required to have a park entrance license there.
Representative Bruner.
Thank you. I have a question or two on the Rocky Point area. which of course is just a couple miles from my farm. But this is a very popular camping area. A few years ago, when this was all starting to be discussed, there were a lot of very vocal opponents bringing up the idea of enough area left over to have primitive camping, where it's free, there's no improvements. Does this proposal still leave plenty of room for that?
Yes, it does. The area that the department is leasing there today is only 300 acres. I suspect there are several thousand acres of Bureau of Reclamation land that surround Belfouche Reservoir that are outside of the area that we're going to manage as a recreation area there. There is nothing involved in our proposal or this effort to develop a recreation area there that will preclude primitive camping, say on Gaydon's Point or some of the other areas to the north of there.
Follow up?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd just like to commend you on this proposal. I guess the fact that you're going to improve the road going in there makes it just a wonderful, wonderful deal, and it's a good plan.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If not, we'll close it to questions, and we'll go to committee discussion and or action. Representative Jensen, I understand you have an amendment. And it's been distributed. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Davis. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carries. We'll then discuss Senate Bill 42 as amended.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nelson.
I make a motion to pass.
It's been moved to pass by Representative Nelson, is seconded by Representative Bruner. Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Nelson, would you like to make any comments?
No, I don't have any further comments. I think we've discussed it thoroughly, and so I wouldn't have any additional.
I think we're at the enough said stage, huh? Okay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Carried unanimously. That's all we have then for this.